Obviously, it'll be, you know, I guess up to the House of Assembly as to which way they want to go. But I would like to see everything done public, in you know, because the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, they need to have confidence in our electoral system. And quite frankly, so do members of the House of Assembly. You must remember that the Chief Electoral Officer has a dual role. He is also the Commissioner for Legislative Standards, and MHAs, you know, from time to time are dealing with his office on any number of matters. Unfortunately, we've seen perhaps too many matters over the last couple of years. But again, we need to have confidence in the individual that's holding that dual office. I'm not necessarily looking for a public inquiry per se, but I do think that it needs to be investigated independently. I would like to see all parties, as well as independents, agree on an individual or an entity that would do this in independent investigation. As I said, there are so many very serious allegations that are floating around there. We need to confirm what is fact, what is fiction. You know, were there breaches of the Elections Act? And if there were, then the Chief Electoral Officer has a lot of explaining to do to the House. Of course, once we've gathered the facts and we've heard his explanation, then the decision is going to have to be made by the House of Assembly as to where to from here and perhaps where the Chief Electoral Officer's future lies. Haven't had an opportunity, to be honest, to speak to the other parties about it. I would hope that they would all support this. I would hope that they would all want to get to the bottom of what's going on, that they all want fairness, they all want openness and transparency, they all want to make sure that the people's faith is restored in our democratic system, because right now I believe the people's faith in this system is you know, at the very bottom of the barrel. I know I have zero confidence at this point in time based on all of what's gone on and all I've heard and all I've seen. The issues that I brought forward during the election about all the different irregularities and issues I was having in my district. And so we need answers. And I would hope that all parties, including the government, would also want to seek those answers. And, you know, again, as I say, in, you know, ensure that the people of Newfoundland and Labrador can have confidence, you know, as we move forward. I'm not blaming it on anybody. I think that there's lots of blame to go around. I think, you know, we can start, you know, from the perspective of the Premier calling the election when he did. I think that was the start of it. We've seen a letter come forward where the Chief Electoral Officer did, you know, say to the Premier he had concerns about the timelines and so on, which was obviously ignored. So I see issues there. But at the end of the day, the Chief Electoral Officer, he is the man in charge of the election. He said he was prepared. He was asked from the very get-go, are you prepared for a pandemic election? His answer was, yes, I'm prepared for a pandemic election. Obviously, we found out the hard way that he obviously wasn't. So he has to answer for that. So, you know, I'm not going to predetermine what his fate will be. But I do believe we need an independent process to investigate exactly what went on, find out, as I say, separate the fact from the fiction, get explanations from him on the facts that are uncovered, and based on that investigation, then the House of Assembly will have to decide whether they feel Mr. Chalk is able to continue on in that position or if he isn't. And there is a section of the Elections Act, Section 5.3, that speaks to this very issue.